Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. My latest commentary, as you know, I write my Sunday nationally syndicated newspaper columns, usually on Fridays, and I've got them for you on today's show in a sneak preview. And here it is. I never shy away from controversy, do I? Stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. That's the title of my new commentary. For newspapers around the country, stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. Stop lying. Stop insulting our intelligence. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the past 15 minutes. I'm an adult. I know what I'm being conned. Here's what really happened at the Derek Chauvin trial. A guilty man was railroaded. The guilty man I'm referring to is Derek Chauvin. I'm no fan of that former police officer. He's clearly a bad guy, a bully. At some point, with his knee on George Floyd's neck, he passed the line no cop should ever pass. Nobody should ever keep their knee on anyone's neck and impede their breathing for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. On the other hand, George Floyd was no hero. He was a lifelong criminal, had just committed another crime, was resisting arrest, and his body was filled with enough fentanyl to choke a horse. I have no sympathy for criminals or drug addicts, and I always support cops. I appreciate the courage it takes to do their job. I think cops are heroes. So it pains me to say it, but Derek Chauvin went too far that day. But stop lying. Stop saying justice was done. Stop calling it a fair trial. It was more like a Soviet show trial. There was nothing fair about it. The outcome was predetermined by BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the liberal media before the trial ever started. It wasn't based on justice. It was based on mob justice. That jury was always going to convict Derek Chauvin of all charges because it was their lives on the line. They all knew if they acquitted Chauvin or convicted him of lesser charges, they may never have made it home. That courthouse may have burned with them inside it, or they'd have had to leave that courthouse wearing bulletproof vests, escorted home by SWAT and National Guard. And by the time they made it home, their names and addresses would have been leaked by BLM, Antifa, or Maxine Waters. An outraged President Biden would have made it clear they were all evil people, racist and white supremacists. LeBron James would have tweeted out their photos. Angry, violent mobs would have surrounded their homes. And, of course, America would have burned. Minneapolis would look like Hiroshima right now. So would New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, and most major cities. The jurors would be blamed. Their lives would effectively be over. As a best-case scenario, none of these jurors would ever work again. No company could afford to keep them employed. Their children's lives at school would be ruined. They'd need police cars stationed outside their homes day and night. They'd never be safe again. Sorry, but that's not a fair trial. Derek Chauvin, bully or not, bad guy or not, guilty or not, never had a fair shot. If all of that wasn't enough to poison the well, Congresswoman Maxine Waters made sure everyone knew the country would be burned down with her approval. Then President Biden all but announced he was praying for a guilty verdict. Not too much pressure on the jurors, huh? No, folks, these jurors were not basing the verdict on evidence or justice. They were fighting for their survival. They were trying to avoid tar and feather and the third rail. And even though Chauvin should now have the best grounds in history for appeal and overturning his conviction, it will never happen. No judge will ever overturn his conviction for the exact same reasons. No judge wants to face a violent BLM mob or threats to their family or their home being burned to the ground or the whole country burning because of their decision. This is America 2021. Mob justice rules. Police can't do their jobs anymore. They've got to be paralyzed with fear. They're damned if they do. They're damned if they don't. They must be afraid to get out of their cars. It's no surprise they're retiring and quitting in record numbers. They know that no police officer could ever again get a fair trial. So the next time you call police in an emergency, understand why they may not be coming. There may not be any policemen left. That's my column for this Sunday, newspapers around the country. Stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. I should probably put an asterisk next to it. This is my column for any newspapers around the country with the balls to print it. And you know most of them, 99% of them, don't have the balls to print it. And, you know, as soon as I wrote this column this morning, guess what came out right after that? I didn't have a chance to edit. Plus, there's no room. You can only put a certain amount of words. But an alternate juror on the Chauvin trial says she feared riots and people turning up at her home, angry at the verdict. Lisa Christensen revealed to Channel 11 in Minneapolis how the riots that preceded the verdict were close to her home and that she routinely witnessed them after the trial had concluded for the day. When I came home, I could hear the helicopters flying over the house. I could hear the flashbangs going off. If I stepped outside, I could see the smoke from the grenades. One day, the trial ran a little late, and I had trouble getting to my house because the protesters were blocking the interstate, so I had to go around. She had no idea she'd be dismissed by the judge. In other words, she's an alternate, and not be part of the deliberation. Something happened right before the 12 jurors were sequestered. So, you know, and here's what she said, literally. I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again, and I was concerned about people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict. Duh? Really? Duh? That's putting it very mildly. First of all, you're not even telling the truth. You could never work again. Your employer would fire you if you're one of the jurors that let him go. And the nation doxed your name and everyone knew your name and your photo. No company in the world would have the ability to keep you as an employee. They'd all fire you right away. They'd be scared of a boycott of their products. So it's much more than just, I was afraid the country would burn. I was afraid Minneapolis would burn. I was afraid mobs would come to my home. You didn't mention that they would burn your home to the ground and shoot you as you came out of the fire. But separate from that, in a best-case scenario, you'd have to watch your back the rest of your life. You'd probably need witness protection and be relocated to Alaska. And your kids couldn't go to school ever again. And your older kids couldn't get a job because mommy let Derek Chauvin go. So don't tell me there was a fair trial. There was no fair trial. See, it was completely backed up now by an alternate juror who told you exactly what she was thinking. Intimidated and fear. Intimidation and fear. And speaking of what policemen face on a daily basis, you got to hear what Stacey Abrams said. You know who that is, right? That is the woman, I say that very lightly, the woman with the gap teeth who ran for governor of Georgia. I think she's an ex-congresswoman, I think. Certainly an ex-state senator of Georgia. But I think she was a congresswoman. And look that up for me, Chris. Stacey Abrams. Was she an ex-congresswoman? I know she was a politician. I know she was elected in the past. She ran for governor and lost. All she ever does is gripe that the election was stolen, despite there isn't any proof of that. But she's black. And it sounds like if you listen to what she has to say, and of course if you see what LeBron James does with his tweet basically trying to out a police officer with his picture and saying, you're next, basically trying to get a cop killed. It seems to me that what they're all saying is, if a cop ever shoots anyone ever again who's black, they're a murderer, and you got to put them on trial for murder and put them away for the rest of their lives. Even if the black person has a weapon and they're threatening to kill people. Because Stacey Abrams says, no justification for killing Micaiah Bryant, the gal in, the 60-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio. No justification for killing her without trying some intervention, regardless of what she may have been doing. She added that deaths at the hands of police can only change if we change how voting happens and who gets to participate in our elections. Oh, I know you want to change who gets to participate in our elections, all right? I know that. How sick can you be? And Trump put out a great statement. Yep, she was in Congress. I knew it. I knew she was ex-congresswoman. 89th District. All right. Probably Atlanta suburbs. Trump tells LeBron James basically to stuff it up as you know what. Keep your racist rants to yourself, he basically tells him, as new footage of the Ohio incident emerges. And by the way, that footage was so damning. That girl, that black girl, who cares if she's black? She happens to be black. She's a criminal. That criminal was going to kill two black girls with a knife. And she screamed at him that I'm going to kill you with a knife. So why is the police officer able to shoot her? I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. New video shows loving little Micaiah Bryant screaming, I'm going to stab the F out of you, B-I-T-C-H, as she lunged at two unarmed girls. Am I allowed to use that B word on the radio? You can say bitch. Okay, all right. So I'm going to stab the F out of you, bitch. What a lovely young lady. And when a cop sees her about to stab two people who both happen to be black, sounds like a white cop was a hero and saved two black girls' lives. Don't worry about the one he killed. She isn't black. She's a criminal. Don't think of her as black. She's a criminal, a nutcase. Allegedly, I'll always say that so I don't get sued, right? Allegedly, she seemed like a nutcase with a knife in her hand. And here's what Trump told LeBron James, who said, you're next to the cop, like you're going to get killed. Trump said he may be the greatest basketball player, but he's doing nothing to bring our country together. LeBron James should focus on basketball rather than presiding over the destruction of the NBA, which has just recorded the lowest television ratings by far in the long and distinguished history of the league. King James, with his vast resources and influence, should educate himself and, frankly, has a responsibility to do so on the facts before weighing in. This is disgraceful and extremely reckless. Great lines by Trump. Great lines. And the police, order of fraternal police said the officer saved the young girl's life. No amount of gaslighting will change that fact. Disgraceful, dangerous, disgusting. Boycott LeBron James, that he product he represents. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. It's what we do here every single day. You know, this is the absurdity of the United States of America. The CDC director uses gender-neutral language to discuss pregnant persons. You know, excuse me while I vomit. You know, are you trying to say men are pregnant? Centers for Disease Control director Dr. Rochelle Walensky used gender-neutral terms to talk about clinical trials of the coronavirus vaccine during a press conference. Instead of referring to pregnant women, she utilized the term pregnant persons and pregnant people while discussing a medical study and receiving the vaccine during pregnancy. Clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccines did not include pregnant people, leaving us with limited data on the safety of vaccination in pregnant people and babies to date. Since President Joe Biden took office, the administration and other branches of government have employed gender-neutral language to avoid angering or alienating transgender people. In January, the White House added gender-neutral pronouns to their website, allowing individuals to select MX or they, them. I don't know what to say anymore. I just don't know what to say. You just can't be a pregnant woman anymore. It's not possible. Why? Because after a man becomes a woman, can they be pregnant? I have no idea about these things. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. I don't know. Can Caitlyn Jenner get pregnant? By the way, you know what I said on my podcast today? The two most bizarre things this week in politics. Bizarre thing number one, Caitlyn Jenner has announced she's running for governor as a Republican, governor of California. The transsexual former Bruce Jenner is running for governor. Doesn't know if she has a penis or a vagina. We don't even know. I don't even know. I have no idea. I heard some rumors that she kept her penis, but she's still a she. I don't know what to say anymore about this stuff. But she's running for governor. You know what the second most bizarre thing of the week is? I would vote for her. I'd vote for her over Governor Newsom. What are you talking about? If you tell me that you are transsexual and you got a penis and a vagina and you're going to Mars, right? You're nuts, too. and you say, I'm for lower taxes, I love capitalism, I want less regulations, and I want a secure border, and I'm going to make American citizens more important than illegal aliens, and I'm going to stop all this climate change bull spit, guess what? Penis, vagina, I don't care. I'm voting for you. I'll vote for Caitlyn Jenner over Gruesome Newsom any day. Oh, and you won't lock us down, and you won't mask us anymore, and no one has ever needed a mask outdoors. Could you please mark it down? The Wainwright says, never, ever, ever, for 1 minute in the history of the world, has anyone ever needed a mask outdoors. Ever, ever, ever. Okay? So if Caitlyn Jenner says no masks anymore, and definitely no masks outdoors, and indoor dining is good again, and you can all open your businesses, and I want lower taxes in California because I don't want to pay for illegal aliens all day long so they could be on welfare for the rest of their lives from cradle to grave and drop 62 kids once they get to our country and have them on welfare and food stamps and free medical and free everything and free meals at school for the rest of their lives. So maybe we can actually lower taxes a little bit in California. I'd vote for the transsexual in a second compared to a straight white male like me who's a liberal, like Governor Newsom. So there's your two most bizarre stories of the week. Transsexual running for governor. I knew that would happen one day. I'm waiting for the transsexual president of the United States. And Wainwright will support the transsexual because he's a Republican. Interesting. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know what to do anymore. The country is devolving into a disaster. We're circling the sewer. Circling the sewer. And we're all going down the drain. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. They were here last Saturday for a big event. We filled it up, sold it out, had to open a second event to everybody at the Ahern Hotel. And we all had a great time, and so many people came up to me to say, Wayne, I already joined 2-3 months ago because of you, because I listen to your show every day, because I trust you, and I heard how successful you were on the program. And by the way, you look great, Wayne, and I love this program, and I feel like it's changing my life, or it's changed my life. Thank you, thank you. What a great thing to hear, right? So go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com. Wainwright has lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out the red button, press it, click on it, watch the master class, it's called. It's free. Or cut to the chase. You know you want to join right now. Wainwright lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and looks 10 years younger than 2 years ago. Guess what? You want the same results. Join right now. Toll free, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention Warren, get 40% off, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. So there it is. Wainwright, mark it down. Campaigning for Caitlyn Jenner for governor of California. I'm on board with Caitlyn. Penis and a vagina in every pot. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the president's sweeping infrastructure plan. Speaking in New Hampshire, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help people find good roads and bridges to get to and from work. The administration reportedly wants to help pay for their plan by nearly doubling the capital gains tax for those who make more than $1 million a year, to which economist Stephen Moore reminds everyone.
Capital gains is double taxed. As you know, Neil, we tax the corporation when it earns the money. Then after the corporation pays the corporate tax, then the shareholder either pays gets a dividend or they take the earnings through selling the stock. So it's a tax not double.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on June 16th. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Great guest coming up right now. I want to mention that I opened. It's the exact topic I'm discussing with our guest, Alan Dershowitz. The title of my column is Stop Lying About the Derek Chauvin Trial. And so we've got Alan Dershowitz with us, the I would say the most celebrated lawyer in America, not one of the most celebrated lawyer, brilliant mind, professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years now, emeritus. His new book, Cancel Culture, The Latest Attack on Free Speech and Due Process, here to discuss the Derek Chauvin trial. Without further ado, Alan Dershowitz. Alan, Wayne Root, how are you?
Well, thank you. I just want to make one correction, though. I have a newer book since Cancel Culture. It's called The Case Against the New Censorship, How to Fight Back Against Big Tech and Progressives and Universities. And that's available. It came out yesterday. So I've been writing like mad about free speech and censorship and cancel culture. And I've been doing a lot of writing, of course, about the Chauvin trial as well. And there's a new development in the Chauvin trial. We now know that one of the alternate jurors who was in the jury, you know, sat with the judge the whole trial, just was dismissed at the end, basically said she was terrified about the fact that if you really interpret what she's saying, that if they came to a verdict that was other than murder, it would be violence and riots, and she didn't want to be responsible for that. I think every single one of the jurors understood that if they come back with a verdict other than murder, which is what Congresswoman Waters said you have to come back with, if they came back even with a manslaughter verdict, they would be responsible for destruction, for violence, for attacks on their friends, family, on their businesses, on their community, on their neighborhood. Never gonna should be a jury that has to deliberate like that. The last time jurors were under that kind of pressure was in the Deep South, when you had Klan members and white supremacists standing in front of courthouses and demanding the conviction of black defendants and the acquittal of white defendants. And of course, in this case, they were well motivated. In the South, they weren't well motivated. But it makes no difference from a constitutional point of view. And the courts have, in a number of occasions, reversed such convictions. And I hope they will reverse this conviction. Look, I have no brief for Chauvin. What he did was awful, terrible, beyond any proper police conduct. But on the other hand, he was entitled to due process and a fair trial, and he didn't get it. The thumb of the crowd was on the scales of justice.
You know, it's funny because you're supposed to be a big liberal, but you and I kind of agree on everything you've ever been on this show talking about. So I don't know.
I am a big liberal. That's the liberal perspective. That's the liberal point of view. You want to defend the rights. Look, I don't think you should censor Congresswoman Waters. Let her say what she wants. Just request to the jury, but they don't hear it. That way, free speech rights are preserved and the right of a fair trial are preserved. This judge, dreadful error. A dreadful error, not to question the jury. And
Hey, Alan Dershowitz, we're talking to the most celebrated lawyer in America, brilliant legal mind. Love having him on the show. And I have a nationally syndicated Sunday newspaper column syndicated by Creator Syndicate. So I write it on Fridays. And I didn't even know you were going to be the guest today. I wrote it early this morning before I found out you were going to be the guest. And the title is Stop Lying About the Derek Chauvin Trial. And basically my contention is, you know, he looks like a bad guy. I'm probably in agreement he's a bad guy. And I'm in agreement for sure that he went too far that day. But I don't know if it was murder. But I'm not the jury and I'm not the judge. So I've never weighed in on that. But this is what I know. Stop lying and telling me he got a fair trial. Because every single juror knew that if they voted, like you said, if they voted either innocent or, you know, either acquittal or a lesser charge like manslaughter, that the country would burn, Minneapolis would burn, their neighborhoods would burn, and they personally could very well be doxxed and outed, and their families would have to run for their lives from their homes. They knew their courthouse could burn. They could die. So that's not a fair trial.
Not only did they know it, every police chief of every major city knew it. Every mayor of every city knew it. The president of the United States knew it. Why do you think he was praying for the right verdict? He wanted to make sure there wasn't riots and violence. So we're supposed to believe this. The president knew it. Every mayor knew it. Every police chief knew it. Only the 12 jurors who weren't sequestered didn't know it. Somehow they never found out about the threats that would have engulfed their city had they come to a verdict other than guilty of murder.
Well, Alan, you keep saying You keep saying engulf their city, but how about them personally? In other words, they'd never work again. Who'd keep them employed knowing that their office might be boycotted, their products might be boycotted, BLM would march outside the office of a specific juror? So you'd lose your job, and your kids at school would get beaten up, and you couldn't go out to eat ever again because chefs would spit in your food. This is all-encompassing of your entire life if you vote to acquit a guy that the president says, I'm praying that you vote to, you know, basically, Biden basically said, let the cat out of the bag. I'm praying that you convict this guy because of the preponderance of evidence. It was very clear what he was saying.
Right. And the judge knew that because the judge said right in the beginning, we're not going to give out your names. Why would he say that? Unless he knew that there'd be repercussions if they came to a verdict that was not acceptable to the mob. This was not justice under the rule of law. This was justice under the pressure of the crowd. And
so don't you think it continues? Don't you think it continues with the appeal, though?
It continues with the appeal to a lesser extent because the Supreme Court of the United States is more insulated against this kind of thing. But let me tell you where it continues for Officer Kim Potter, who is now going to be put on trial for something that isn't a crime. Namely, she made a mistake. She pulled out the wrong weapon. She didn't do anything criminal. But they're going to prosecute her.
Accident.
Acquitted, there's going to be violence. The same thing is going to be true with the case of the policeman who shot the 16-year-old young woman who was about to kill, stab the innocent victim in pink. And people are saying he has to be prosecuted. LeBron James saying, you're next.
Terrible.
And then we have the three accessories, the three cops who are going to be tried sometime in the next few months. And the question is, will the jury be sequestered in that case?
Alan, let me give you one more.
Let me give you
just one more. What about in 2 months from now when there's the sentencing of Derek Chauvin? Now according to their own guidelines in Minneapolis, he could get up to 40 years, but they say if you've never been guilty of a crime before, convicted of a crime before, you should get the lower sentence of 12 years. That judge isn't going to give him 12. I'll bet you they give him 25 years minimum.
Yeah, and especially if the judge has the power to do that because he can find aggravating circumstances. The defense waived the right to trial by jury on aggravating circumstances. Now the judge can find that there were aggravating circumstances and raise the sentence well above the guidelines. So I wouldn't want to be in his position. Well, Chauvin should be allowed on bail. He should be allowed on bail. He's not a flight risk. He's not a danger to the community. And he has, according to the judge, a good appellate issue. Because think of the two possibilities. He's out on bail, and he loses. So he goes to jail. He doesn't gain anything. But let's take the other possibility. He's not out on bail, and he wins the appeal. Where does he go to get his 2 years back?
Right. Well, I mean, I got to laugh when you say he's not a danger to the community. It's the opposite side. The community's a danger to him. So if he was out, he'd need 24-hour bodyguards, and he needs to be hidden. He couldn't even be in that town. And what a life. And as it is now, I'm assuming he's going to be in solitary the whole time between now and the 2 months before he's sentenced, right? He's got to be outside the population. They kill him.
He does, but I think there are other ways of doing it without solitary. There are usually special units in most prisons for policemen, for informers, for people who have been convicted of certain offenses. And it would be unconstitutional, I think, to keep them in solitary for many, many years. The international human rights law has now said that solitary confinement for long, long periods of time is inhuman. So, I mean, the question is, will he win the appeal? I think the Supreme Court may very well take this case and use it to set out a new rule that in a case where there's racial conflict and where there are threats, the judge has no discretion. Rule, and I think it would be the right decision, and reverse this conviction, send it back for a new trial in front of a sequestered jury in a city other than Minneapolis a year from now.
But you do agree that if the Supreme Court were to make that ruling, you're talking about cities burning again. There's no question about that. And that disgusted me. You know, I've always been a fan of Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, Alan. And I don't know if you saw his immediate reaction when the verdict was read.
I
didn't like that at all. I thought that was a terrible thing to say.
But he was telling the truth.
I know. He was being honest. I know. I get it.
You know, saying, you know, you root for a guilty verdict because you don't want the city to burn.
I know. So when the Supreme Court overturns it, If Supreme Court overturns it, city's going to burn again. So, you know, we're going to face this again and again and again, and it's mob rule. It's mob justice, and it's crazy. It's like the Wild West, for God's sake.
It's not justice. It's not justice.
Yeah, it's mob rule. Mob rule.
You can't have justice when you have people who don't distinguish among cases. The radical extremists want to throw all these cases together. If you're a white police officer and you kill somebody who's black, you are automatically guilty no matter what the circumstances were. There was one guy today who was saying policemen shouldn't stop knife fights. Let them continue. Let them have knife fights.
So
nobody
ludicrous.
Gets killed in knife fights. Hey, come on, let's have a knife fight. No,
ridiculous.
That's not what police are told to do. Police are supposed to intervene in knife fights. And this wasn't a knife fight. This was an unarmed woman pinned against a car with another woman holding a knife over her, screaming at her, I'm going to stab you. And this policeman had to choose between lives. I have a piece in today's Daily News, New York Daily News, in which I say that was entirely justified as a matter of law. I've been teaching these cases now for 50 years. I quote Oliver Wendell Holmes, the great justice, who said that deliberative consideration should not be expected in the presence of an uplifted knife. When there's an uplifted knife, he said it in the context of a self-defense case, but it's just as true for a policeman here. If you see a woman holding a knife about to plunge it into the body of an innocent victim, you do what you have to do.
Of course. You know, common sense. Of course.
You know, he was,
I think the cop's a hero. He's a hero. Can you imagine if he had missed? He would have hit the girl who was innocent, and he'd be accused of murder now. So cops have the toughest job in the world. Alan, we got to run. The music's on. Limitations of Radio. Alan Dershowitz, his latest book, The Case Against Media Censorship.
An amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Sometimes I can't believe how brilliant I am. I mean, seriously, and modest, of course, and modest, too. No, I mean, but seriously, I'm just the son of a butcher from Mount Vernon, New York, and you know, almost everything I predict comes true. Not 100%. Of course not 100%. Like, 99% of what I say on this show turns out to be right about what Trump was going to do each day, what Biden's going to do each day if he became president, and, you know, common sense reactions to things like the Chauvin verdict. When everyone at Fox News, all these people make $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, $10 million a year, hosts on Fox News, they all said, oh, justice was done, it was fair. And the Wall Street Journal had an editorial, see, it was fair trial. He got the fair trial that everyone thought he couldn't get. And I sat there going, what are you talking about? There's nothing fair about it. The jurors think they're going to die. And here, the smartest guy in the whole world, and sure not me, Alan Dershowitz could be the smartest man in the world. I once watched a debate with him and can't remember the guy's name that he was debating, but another brilliant conservative, I can't remember who. But I sat there, and Dershowitz seemed so liberal at that time. Lately, when he comes on my show, he's always conservative, but he seemed like a total extreme liberal. And I said, that's the most brilliant man I've ever seen in my entire life. Even though he's liberal, I don't agree with anything he's saying. He is the most brilliant debater I've ever heard. So, I mean, I've always thought he was the brightest man in the world. And sure enough, my opinion that I wrote this morning is the same as his opinion. There was no fair trial, and he should be thrown out on appeal. But if it's thrown out on appeal, America will burn. The very thing that the jury was scared of will happen. America will burn. Is anybody understand the outcome of this trial brings up a few key points? Every time conservatives lose in court, this wasn't a loss, because I don't even like Derek Chauvin, and I think he did very bad things. I do not believe he's guilty of murder. I think he's guilty of, like, you know, fire the cop. He's a bully. He's a bad cop. Let the people sue the city and sue the cop. But, you know, the cop's covered, thank God. There should always be immunity. The cop's covered. The city has to pay. And then the cop could be brought up on charges of, like, violation of civil rights. That's what I think he did, is he violated his civil rights and human rights by putting his knee on his neck for so long. But he never intended to kill him. He actually intended to protect him. That's the irony. The guy was heavily on drugs, enough to choke a horse and kill a cow. fentanyl's the worst, and his body was filled with it, and he was attacking the policeman in the back of the car, and they tried to keep from getting up. So I get it. He never woke up that morning and said, oh, I'm going to kill a black man. Oh, I'm going to kill an innocent man. Come on. And when his knee was on him, he didn't think, I'm killing the guy. You think, see, here's the thing. Here's the questions I would have asked if I was on the, and by the way, his lawyers suck. Any trial, I have no idea. I'm sure some of you watching it will tell me you have brilliant lawyers. His lawyers suck, because the key thing, I said from day one, he's got to testify on the stand. Derek Chauvin's got to get up there and take his damn mask off so you can see his face and feel that he's a human being. When you sit at the table with a mask on for a month of a trial, no one's ever seen anything but your eyes. Nobody feels close to you. You're not family. You're not friend. You're a horrible person that's been concocted by the media as a murderer. And that's what they did to him, with a mask on. Nobody ever saw anything except his eyes. You don't see his face. And he should have been on that stand and said, I'm a good person. I had a wife. I had a life. I had, before this, I had stepchildren. I had a home, two homes, and I had a life. Do you think that I wanted to snuff a man's life out? Do you think I was doing it on purpose, knowing cameras were rolling, people's phones were rolling, and they were screaming, you're going to kill him? Do you actually believe I thought I was killing him? Because if I did, then I'd be committing suicide. I would have known I was going to jail. To me, that's the whole crux of the case. What did you think you were doing? I was trying to protect the man because he was had enough drugs to kill a horse inside him. And I thought he'd hurt himself and all of us. So I had to keep him down. Because if I let him up, he'd like hit four cops and break all our jaws. That's what you needed him to say. I've been a cop for 20 years, and how come I never murdered someone before this? I'm not trying to murder anybody. You people can't take my life away for this. You already took my job away. My name is destroyed. My life's already destroyed. But you're going to put me in a prison cell so I can get raped and hit over the head with a pipe and murdered? Is that what you're going to do to me because I was a cop for 20 years and fought for all of you for 20 years? And risked my life for all of you for 20 years? And then I made a mistake that day because I have PTSD and I kept my knee on him too long. I admit it. That wasn't purposeful to kill a man. That's what he should have been on the witness stand saying. And I don't think the charges could have been possibly the same. Even though they knew their lives would be in danger. Even though they knew the city would burn. If he does that, I think they have to vote for manslaughter and that's it. Right? And that was probably like a year in prison at the most. All right. That's the mistake they made. Big mistake. But I was right. And I'm as smart as Dershowitz on this one, that's for sure. I don't know about it on everything. I think he's a lot smarter than me and everybody else. But on this one, I was on the money. I just knew. There's no fair trial. Stop calling it a fair trial, you liars. Fair trial. My ass. Fair trial. They thought they'd die, the jurors, if they voted for acquittal or lower charges. This hour of the show is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. That's my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allyn Root. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives. Where do you get it? Anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Go check it out right now and every day.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
2093.